Luz Benitez, Luz, L-U-Z, Benitez, B-E-N-I-T-E-Z. Date of birth is August 27th, 1967. This is for date of service, 10-26-2022. Ms. Benitez is a 55-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her evaluation of hyperthyroidism. The patient has a strong family history of thyroid cancer. She has a history of depression, seizures, fibromyalgia, autoimmune disease, pernicious anemia, stiff man syndrome, osteoarthritis, and a history of 3 TIAs in the past. The patient had a partial hysterectomy and a cholecystectomy. She reports symptoms of headaches, hoarseness, compressive symptoms of the thyroid, and sometimes difficulty swallowing, dry skin, fatigue, hair loss, and mood swings. The patient states that her weight has been stable over the last year. She had a thyroid ultrasound on 10-12-2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the right measuring 1.1 by 0.8 by 0.7 centimeters, another nodule on the right measuring 1.0 by 0.8 by 0.6 centimeters. She also has two dominant nodules on the left measuring 1.2 by 1.0 by 0.8 centimeters and another measuring 1.2 by 0.8 by 0.6 centimeters. For her stiff band syndrome, she has an elevated GABA level, and she is on Hizentra infusions for this. Plan number one, for her multinodular goiter, the patient states that she has a strong family history of thyroid cancer. She had a thyroid ultrasound done on 10-12-2022, indicating two dominant nodules on the right measuring 1.1 by 0.8 by 0.7 centimeters, another measuring 1.0 by 0.8 by 0.6 centimeters, and two dominant nodules on the left measuring 1.2 by 1.0 by 0.8 centimeters, and another measuring 1.2 by 0.8 by 0.6 centimeters. We will order an FNA biopsy of the dominant nodule on the right as well as the dominant nodule on the left and review the results with the patient during her follow-up visit. Next number, for evaluation of hyperthyroidism, we will check a current thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also check a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level, as well as a thyroid-stimulating immunoglobulin level. Next number, for her history of stiff man syndrome, she is on infusions for this. Next number, continue to follow up with primary care provider. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.